Good morning. Listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Dion, a consultant with Dion Co. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm fine. What part of the world have I caught you in today?
Actually, unbelievably, you caught me in the home city of Chicago.
Okay, great.
Not yesterday, I wouldn't have been here, but today I am.
Yeah. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you is I know next week in coverings in Orlando, you're doing conference. You do conferences down there every year. And for those that don't know Jim writes an article in our magazine every now and then. He's also a judge for us when we do our retail display contest. And Jim, you're an expert. You're actually a psychologist, and you study consumer behavior. You're not quite Paco Underhill, but I think you're probably pretty close. Does that tell who you are?
Well, I've known Paco for about 20 years, and I think he would even agree I'm better than him. But anyway.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the conference first. What's the topic of your conference next week?
How to get the consumer back in 2010.
Okay. So, and when is that conference? When are you doing that?
I'm on Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., bright and early.
Okay, great. So you're one of the keynote guys, then, I guess, if you start.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good. Well, can you give us, I know you probably have already put it together, can you give us just a couple of highlights? But, I mean, don't give us the punchline, but.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to give it all away. But, yeah, basically, you know, the American consumer, surprise, surprise, has had a pretty rough ride for about the last 18 months. And some would argue even a little bit longer than that, that the recession started earlier than what they called it. And it's ending, not with a bang, but, you know, with a sigh. And so it's been a real tough time, and it's been a very, very tough time for an awful lot of tile and stone dealers. Consumer demand drops by 30-40%. That's got to hurt your business.
Right.
And so you've just got to be, you know, initially very afraid, initially, and then, you know, really concerned. Some companies had to lay off people. Other companies had to retrench. Some went out of business. It was a very, very tough and scary time. And so now everybody's asking, is it really over? And if it is over, when can I expect those customers to come running back, banging on my door?
Well, and so is social media part of the answer?
Not really.
Yeah, good. Hey, I'm right with you.
Hi, everybody. I was in Minneapolis 2 days ago with arguably one of the best companies in social media in the United States, Best Buy. And even Best Buy, you know, I mean, they are so powerful on Facebook, it's scary. And with Twitter, they still have not been able to calculate an ROI on it or really be able to identify how it is, you know, actively pushing people into their stores.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want you to give too many of your secrets away, but I would be curious what you think the best way to start getting the consumer to come back in the store is.
Well, I think first and foremost, to really understand that tile and stone is not a do-it-yourself business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not cash and carry.
Right.
People don't wake up one morning and go, yeah, I think I'll do the kitchen. Let me get in the car, drive down, and buy a bunch of tile, buy a bunch of stone, throw it in my car, and I'll go home and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that kind of business.
Not an impulse buy.
Not an impulse buy, and it realistically is a do-it-for-me, D-I-F-M,
yeah,
business. And I think what the transformation we're going to see in tile and stone is to those companies, going to those companies who really understand that, and that it is a concept-to-installation solution. And the businesses that can offer the consumer that kind of a path are going to be the ones, I believe, who are going to really get a lion's share of the business that is going to be coming our way.
Mm-hmm. So the companies that can personify the trust me, I'm going to give you exactly what you want, and it's going to be a fair price. Now, how do you communicate that out there in the marketplace?
You know, fair price isn't even a part of it, Kemp.
It's not?
Not even a part of it, no. Because quite frankly, when you're able to look that consumer in the eye, you're able to say to them, look, we've got designers here. We're going to work with you. We're going to come and do the installation for you. We are going to take care of everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to guarantee it.
Right.
That end to end. Because now today, you know, I mean, I'm a consumer myself. And when I've had to have tile work done, I mean, I've had to act like a general contractor.
Right.
And it's absolutely stupid, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to find companies that could do end-to-end. There's a few out there, but nowhere near as many as there really needs to be. And that's what the consumer is really looking for. Yeah, there's new home construction, and you can, you know, sell a bunch of tile and stone at any one point to a contractor or whatever. But by and large, you can't build your business going into the future just on new home construction.
Mm-hmm. Let me move to another real quick topic before we run out of time. Just tell us about the consumer. I don't know if you've read the USA Today today, but on the cover is a lady and she's measuring, and the little caption says she doesn't have a job yet, but she's so tired of doing without, she's starting to shop again.
You know, I'm so fed up with the USA Today. It's 2 days ago, and I'll be showing that front page from last Wednesday, 2 days ago. I'll be showing that in my presentation. And it had a big sign on sale, 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 that the consumer is only buying discount today.
Yeah.
And yet you read the fine print. You know, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Right.
You read the fine print, and the percentage of people buying on sale during this whole recession went from 48% up to 53%.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? It's barely over half.
Yeah.
And only, you know, it went from 47, which is pretty common behavior, because you figure all along Kmart's been out there, Walmart's been out there, JC, everybody's been promoting for the last 40 years.
Right.
And so you've always had 42, 43% of your population buying on sale. Duh.
Yeah.
And it went up to all of 53 during the recession. And they put a big thing that says American consumers are always, all of them are looking for deals. Baloney.
Right. Consumer sentiment, doesn't it have a factor? I mean, the consumer, you know, have been worried. They hear about their neighbors losing their jobs.
There is so much recession fatigue out there right now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. Consumers, yeah, are tired about hearing about the recession.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get on with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, for the poor guy who's still out there looking for a job, and boy, I really feel for that person. And there's still 8-9 million of those. Mm-hmm. The consolation that the recession is over is no consolation. All we can do as consumers is get back to buying, because that all of a sudden makes our economy go.
Right.
And whenever I see in the paper these stupid papers who lament the fact that they're not getting retail advertising anymore, and yet they're telling stories that stop people from buying.
Mm-hmm.
I really scratch my head, Kim.
Right. All right, Jim. Well, I appreciate you being with us. We're running out of time, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, 8 a.m., and we'll see you in Orlando. We've been talking to Jim Dion with Dion Co., and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.